Peace in the Lord, brothers and sisters. We thank the Lord for keeping us each day. Especially in this global pandemic, the Lord is still keeping us and protecting us each day. At the same time, the Lord used this opportunity to allow us to observe things that we did not see before. And also to experience things that we could not have experienced before.
From last
March, at the beginning of the pandemic, many of us began to work from home, and some of our children started to take school from home.
到了今年，我的孩子呢，一周多前呢，他们开始开学，学校呢要求他们都要回去上课。
Even until this year, just a week ago, our children began to return to school in person.
在他们刚去学校的头几天，我突然感觉到一件事情。
As they returned to school, the first few days, I suddenly realized one thing.
我们全家在过去整整17个月的时间，我们每天24个小时都待在一起。
I realized for our whole family in the past 17 months, we, the four of us, had been with each other for 24/7 entirely.
整整17个月，每天每个小时。
For the entire 17 months, every day, every hour, we were together.
这在以前我们是不可能经历了，我想以后我们碰到的机会也非常的少。
And this is something that's unfathomable that we could never have experienced before, and I think it might even be very rare that we could do the same in the future.
但我感谢主，在我生命当中有一段时间，有这一段时间，我和可以我和的家人、我的孩子们能够天天在一起。
But I thank the Lord that I could have this opportunity and this time to spend so much time with my family, with my children.
我感谢主，让我的生命当中有这一段特别宝贵的时光。
So I thank the Lord for this precious time during my life, to have this opportunity.
不仅我们每个人的个人的生活经历了以前没有经历过的，其实我们的聚会也一样经历到一些我们以前没有经历过的事情。
Not only in our personal life did we experience something that we haven't done before, but also in our corporate or our fellowship life, we also are experiencing something different.
如果我们有参加上个主日 Justin 弟兄的受浸聚会的时候，
If you had a chance to attend our brother Justin's baptismal meeting last Sunday，
我们看到我们的弟兄是在另一位弟兄姐妹家里的游泳池里受浸的。
We saw that he was baptized in the swimming pool of another brother.
如果不是因为这个疫情，我想大概我们很少有机会在游泳池里受浸。
If it's not for this pandemic, I think to be baptized in the swimming pool would be a rare occasion.
我想对我们的弟兄来说，这也是一个特别的经历。
But even for our brother, this would be a very special experience.
但无论外面的环境方式怎么样子能够改变，但是我们知道主向着我们的心是没有改变的。
However, no matter what the situation is outwardly in the world, we know the love of the Lord towards us has never changed.
主在我们身上的旨意是不会改变的。
And His desire and His purpose for us has never changed.
无论我们的弟兄是在游泳池里或在会所的池子，或者在家里的浴缸当中受浸的话，在受浸的意义跟见证是不会改变的。
Whether our brother was baptized in the swimming pool or at church in the baptismal pool, or in the bathtub at home, the desire and the testimony of baptism has never changed.
我们每一个蒙恩的人借着受浸就是见证一件事情，就是现在我已经与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
And for every believer, as we are baptized into the Lord, we testify this one thing, that we have died and buried and resurrected with our God.
我们也都宣告一件事情，我已经从这个世界当中出来，从此我已经不再属于这个世界。
We also proclaim this one thing, that we have already been separated from the world, and we are no longer of the world.
我们来宣告这个世界非我家。
And we can proclaim that this world is not our home.
同时我们也在受浸聚会中看到，当我们的弟兄受浸之后，有弟兄们呢为他来按手。
towards the end of the baptismal meeting, we saw after he was baptized, brothers came to lay hand on him and prayed for him.
这就说到, 虽然我们已经离开了世界这个家, 但是我们不是无家可归的人。
And he tells us, testifies that even though we have left the home, the world that we used to call home, but we are not homeless.
我们现在是与圣徒同国, 是神家里的人。
That we are now fellow citizens in the kingdom of God, that we are a member of the household of God.
我们恩守的弟兄们是代表神家里的人来欢迎我们新门恩的弟兄。
Brothers, by laying on of hand, welcomes this new brother into the household of God.
来欢迎他进到神的家中,成为神家里的人。
To welcome him to become a child of God in God's house.
能在神家中与神其他的儿女一同来享受神给我们的福气。
So along with all the brothers and sisters in the house of God, we can enjoy the blessing that God has poured out on his house.
在受浸聚会中我们分享的弟兄引用了我们都很熟悉的诗篇133篇。
And our brother shared from the very familiar verse from Psalm 133.
弟兄和睦同居是何等的善,何等的美。
Behold how good and beautiful it is for brothers to dwell in unity.
弟兄和睦同居就是与神的儿女一同居住在神的家中。
To dwell together in unity with brethren, it is to stay to live with the saints in the house of God.
并且我们的神要来经营,要来建造这个家,来成为他的居所。
And the economy of God is over us. He is here to build us up into the house of God.
能成为一个他能得享安息的地方。
So this will be a dwelling place for him where he can find rest.
下面我们要来一起来看两节圣经。
So we will want to read two scriptures.
第一处是在约翰福音第一章十二节。
First in John chapter 1.
约翰福音一章十二节这里说到凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12 says, But as many as received him, to them that he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name.
第二节的圣经是在以弗所书第一章第五节。
Secondly, in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5.
这里说到又因爱我们就按照自己意志所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Here it says, In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intentions of his will.
我们刚才念的约翰福音一章十二节说到, 凡接待他的就是信他名的人, 他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Earlier we just read in John that as many as those who received him, to them he had given the right to be called children of God.
我们所有蒙恩得救的人,当我们信主的时候, 神就赐给我们一个极大的福气, 就是成为神的儿女。
For all of us who believe in the Lord, when we accept him as our Savior, we have received this great blessing that we can be called children of God.
圣经告诉我们,当我们信主的时候, 我们就在圣灵里重生了。
The Bible tells us when we believe in him, we are reborn in the Holy Spirit.
神就把他的生命放在了我们里面。
That as we are born again, he places his life in us.
我们是从神生的, 不是被神领养的。
We are born by God, not just only adopted by him.
所以我们能够来成为神的儿女。
So that we can be called children of God.
因为我们与神有同样的生命。
Because we have the same life as God placed in us.
我们与神有血缘的关系。
That we are blood related to God.
所以我们 可以向神来呼叫阿爸父,
so that we can call him Abba Father.
而所有神的儿女就组成了神的家,
and all the children of God gathering together become a family.
我们每一个蒙恩得救人就是神家里的儿女。
All of us who are saved by the Lord, we have become a children in his house.
在神的家里与其他神的儿女成为了神家中的弟兄姐妹。
That we have become fellow brothers and sisters in the family of God.
就像我们开始所唱的诗歌,
just as this hymn we just sang earlier,
在神的家中是用爱来彼此连接的,
that we are in love united.
所以我们要感谢我们的主,
so we thank our Lord.
他赐给我们是何等的慈爱,
he has granted us such loving kindness,
使我们能够来称为神的儿女,
that we can be called children of God,
使我们能够在神的家中来成为神的儿女,
that we can become sons and daughters.
当我们这些神的儿女成为了神的家之后,
And as we become the family of God,
那么这个家到底应该是什么样子的呢?
What should this family or this household be? What should it be like?
我们这些神的儿女成为神的家, 这个家是不是能够来成为神的居所?
And can a group of brothers and sisters, can they become a dwelling place for God?
神能不能在我们当中能够来得享安息呢?
Can he find a resting place among us?
有的时候我想如果我们的神今天现在能够来进到我们当中的时候, 他会不会觉得是到了他的家呢?
Sometimes I think to myself, if the Lord appears in our midst even today, will he feel like he's returning home?
他有没有在我们当中得到家的感觉呢?
Does he, will he feel like he's at home in our midst?
会不会当神来到我们中间的时候, 他发现他来的地方好像不太像一个家?
Or will he come and realize that this place doesn't feel like home?
他可能进到我们当中的时候, 他会觉得他来的地方更像是一个托儿所或者是幼儿园。
Or will he feel that he's rather entering into a kindergarten or a childcare facility?
就像我们这里门口的两个房间一样,
just like the two childcare rooms right in front of the meeting hall.
或者他是来到了急诊室,
or will he feel like he's entered into an emergency room?
是我们叫神来帮助我们急救的地方,
that everyone here is crying out to God, asking the Lord to help us and help us.
我们知道这些都不是能够叫神满意的地方。
We know that this would not bring full satisfaction to our Lord.
不是能叫神安息和享受的家。
And that would not be a resting place where he can enjoy being at home.
我们知道只有我们的主耶稣基督才能叫我们的神能够得到满足，得到安息。
We know our only our Lord Jesus can be fully pleasing to our God.
所以一个神的家，一个能成为他 居所能够他安息的地方是基督充满的地方。
Therefore, to find a place to be the dwelling place of God and the resting place of God, it has to be a place where Christ fills all in all.
神要叫他家里的儿女能够来长大成人，有基督长成的身量。
He wants the sons and daughters in his household to grow up and into the maturity of Christ.
只有当神家里的儿女能够来长大成人，有神儿子的样子的时候，我们的神才会满足。
When we can grow into the full maturity of Christ, then the Lord will be satisfied.
这样的家才能够成为他的居所，是他安息的地方。
Then we can be a dwelling place, a resting place for him.
所以以弗所书1章5节就说到,
therefore, Ephesians 1:5 says,
又因爱我们就按照自己意志所喜悦的, 预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
神所喜悦的旨意就是叫我们所有蒙的儿女借着耶稣基督得着儿子的名分。
And this is the good pleasure of his will, that all of us can be predestined as adoption as sons through Jesus Christ.
就是能成为神的儿子，有神儿子的样子。
That we can be called, that we can take up the likeness of the Son of God.
这是神从创立世界以前就已经预先定下的旨意。
And here it says it's predestined, it was his desire even before the foundation of the world.
我们在创始之前神就来拣选了我们。
Before he created the world, he has already elected us.
他就在基督里拣选了我们。
He has already predestined us in Christ Jesus.
但我们要知道这个拣选是为了让我们能够在神的家里能够来做神的儿子。
But we need to know that this election is so that we can be sons and daughters of God in the house.
这是神所喜悦的旨意。
And this is the kind intention or the good pleasure of his will.
当我们的主耶稣受浸从水里出来的时候,
and as our Lord Jesus was baptized, when he rose out of the water,
在天上就有声音说, 这是我的爱子。
It was recorded that heaven opened and the voice was heard that this is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son with whom I'm well pleased.
我们看到受浸不仅仅是我们的一个宣告。
So we see that this baptism is not only our declaration,
而且也是神的一个宣告,
but it's also a declaration from the Lord.
我们借着受浸在地上来宣告我现在是神家里的人。
As we are baptized, we declare in the world that we are now part of the household of God.
同时神在天上也有一个宣告。
But at the same time, the Lord declares in heaven,
这是我所爱的儿子。
That this is my beloved son.
因为神爱我们，我们要成为神的儿子。
Because he loves us and he wants us to be his sons and daughters.
正因为做神的儿子是神所喜悦的旨意。
Just because this is the good pleasure of his will.
而撒旦就是神的抵挡者。
But because of this, this is God's will, and he has an enemy that opposes him.
他一定会来破坏神的旨意。
And Satan will certainly come and destroy and try to distract his will.
神所创造的第一个人亚当就是照着神的形象被造的。
As the Lord created the first man Adam, he created him out of his likeness.
在路加福音的家谱的当中，神说亚当是神的儿子。
And even in the genealogy found in Luke, it says, Adam, the son of God.
神不仅为亚当的他的儿子安排了他所居住的地方
，and God has designed a place for Adam to live，
吩咐了他所要做的工作
and also commanded him the things he should do。
神也为亚当预备了妻子
，and he also prepared a wife for Adam，
为他建立了一个家
，and prepared a home for him。
在神的旨意的当中，亚当被造是完全为了让他来做神的儿子
，and in God's purpose。He created Adam so that Adam can be God's son.
当我们看到亚当，当我们看到亚当，在撒旦的试探的时候，他就失败了。
And we saw Adam failed at the temptation of Satan.
亚当从神的儿子这一点上堕落了。
And he failed, and he had fallen, being the son of God.
他从神的旨意当中堕落了之后，就被神赶出了伊甸园。
As he was fallen from the will of God, he was chased out of Eden.
成为了神眼中的浪子。
And he became a prodigal son.
所以从亚当开始，撒旦就一直来试探、来攻击神的儿女。
Starting from Adam, Satan continues to tempt and to attack the sons of God.
让我们从做神的儿子这件事情上面来失败、来堕落。
And that we will also fail and fall short being the sons and daughters of God.
叫神的儿女没有办法长成神的儿子。
And that Satan's purpose so that the children of God cannot grow into the full maturity of Christ.
叫神的旨意无法来成就。
So that the good pleasure of the will of God cannot be accomplished.
主耶稣在地上讲了很多的比喻。
Our Lord Jesus told many parables while he was on the earth.
这其中特别有两个是特别是讲到儿子的。
And there were two parables especially was talking about sons.
一个是我们大家都很熟悉浪子的比喻。
One was we are very familiar that prodigal son story.
当我们读浪子比喻的时候，当那个小儿子回家之后，应该是全家都高高兴兴。
As we hear the story of the prodigal son, when the younger son returned home, the whole family should be rejoicing.
这是应该是一个美好的结局。
It should be a very happy ending.
可是为什么主耶稣偏偏会接着说到那个家里的大儿子却不高兴反而发怒呢
But why did the Lord describe the older son as one who was not happy and even provoked to anger?
另外一个讲到儿子的比喻是葡萄园做工的比喻
And there was another parable about workers in the vineyard.
当我们读这个比喻的时候知道有一个儿子一开始他不答应到葡萄园去做工。
If you remember the story, the older son, one of the sons, refused to go work in the vineyard.
后来他懊悔了，就进去做工。
But later on, he regretted it and he went to the vineyard.
另一个儿子呢，表面上是答应父亲，但是呢，最后呢，他其实没有进去做工。
Another son answered the father and says, "Yes, sir, I will do it." But later on, he did not go.
主耶稣在比喻当中为什么说到？好像没有一个儿子是一开始就高高兴兴答应去做工，后来呢，确实也进去做工的呢
？How come in this parable there was not a son which were very happy to answer his father and say I will go do it, and he actually went to do it?
好像主耶稣比喻当中这些儿子怎么都是有问题的呢
？How come all the sons in this parable had some issues?
好像连一个在父亲眼中像样的儿子都没有。
There's not one son that's fully satisfying to the father.
后来我有一点点明白，这个是神让我们看见一件事。
And later on, that I have a little revelation. This is what the Lord is trying to show us.
我们虽然都是神的儿女，但离神眼中神儿子的样子还差得很远。
Even though we are all called children of God, sons and daughters, and yet we have all fallen quite short from the standard of God's son.
叫我们看见。只有我们的主耶稣才是他眼中神儿子的样子。
So that we can see only our Lord Jesus is fully satisfying as the Son of God.
我们知道主受浸之后，天上的神就来宣告说：“这是我的爱子。”
We just said that our Lord Jesus, as he was baptized, God opened up heaven to declare, "This is my beloved Son."
之后，我们的主就被圣灵带到旷野40昼夜，受撒旦的试探。
And right after that, the Holy Spirit took Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan.
撒旦是怎样来试探我们主的呢？
Do you remember how Satan tempted Jesus?
撒旦来试探主。来试探主说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
Satan started by saying, if you were truly the Son of God, then you can command these rocks to become bread for you.
撒旦也来试探主说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去。
Again, he tempted Jesus saying, if you were truly the Son of God, then you can jump down from here.
撒旦的试探所要针对的就是你到底是不是神的儿子？
And his temptation was all focusing on this point, that are you truly the Son of God?
虽然亚当在这上面失败了，但是我们的主没有。
Even though Adam first failed on this matter, but our Lord Jesus did not.
我们的主完全胜过了这些试探，他彰显了他是神的儿子。
Our Lord overcame all the temptations, and he testified that he is truly the Son of God.
主在地上最后的日子的时候，
During the last days while he was on the earth,
他在祭司长和全公会面前受审。
He was interrogated before the high priest and all the council.
他面对很多人的指控。
And before all the accusations,
圣经说耶稣却不言语。
Jesus says, he held his peace and he kept silent.
但当大祭司对他说，你是神的儿子，基督不是。
But yet, when the high priest asked at the end, "Are you the Son of God?"
耶稣却开口对他说，你说的是。
Our Lord Jesus opened his mouth and said, "What you said is true."
我们的主始终都在见证他是神的儿子。
From the beginning to the end, he testified that he is the Son of God.
神的儿子是极其荣耀的。
And the Son of God is glorious.
因为只有神的儿子才能叫神喜悦。
Because only the Son of God can be well pleasing to the Father.
神荣耀的心意就要叫神家中的儿女都能够来长大成人。
And this is the good pleasure of His will, that all the children of God can grow into the full maturity of Christ.
都要有神儿子的样子。
That we can take on the likeness of the Son of God.
神不是说只有我们当中几位负责弟兄，他们的责任是要长大成为神儿子的样子。
God had never said only those who are responsible at church were some leading brothers. They are supposed to grow to the maturity of Christ.
如果是这样子的话呢，神的家还是像幼儿园。
If that's the case, then the house of God would just be like kindergarten.
可能只是多了几个幼儿园的老师。
Perhaps there were some kindergarten teachers.
所以神不仅使我们能够来称为神的儿女。
So the Lord's desire is that not only we can be called children of God.
神最大的心愿是要我们都得以长大。
But his desire for every one of us is so that we can all grow and mature.
都能够来成为神儿子的样子。
That we can take up the maturity and the likeness of the Son of God.
让主耶稣能领许多神的儿子进到荣耀里去。
So that our Lord Jesus can lead many sons into glory.
所以为着神这个荣耀的旨意，我们做神的儿女需要不断的长大。
For his glorious purpose, that all of us need to grow and grow.
我们不该仅仅满足于是一个重生的孩子住在神的家中。
We shouldn't only be satisfied being born again, simply enjoying being in the house of God.
虽然神的家中是有小孩子，但是我们的神不满意。
Yes, there are children in the house of God, but the Lord is not satisfied, and He's not stopping there.
神只有在长大成人的儿子的身上，他才能满意。
He can only be satisfied, with a full.Grown, mature son.
因为这个就是神在他儿女的身上的工作。
Because that's his work and his purpose among his children.
让我们能够来多多的能够来长成他儿子的样子。
So that all of us can grow into the likeness of the Son of God.
但很可惜，我们知道神的儿女在做儿子这件事情上面有非常多的失败。
But regrettably, we know being the sons and daughters of God, we have all fallen short on this matter.
我们看见，虽然神带领以色列百姓出了埃及
，We saw how the Lord led the Israelites out of Egypt.
这些神称他们为我的儿子的以色列的百姓，他们却没有长成神儿子的样子。
The Lord called the Israelites, "These are my people, my sons and daughters." Yet they were not able to grow into the maturity of the sons of God. And they all had failed in this matter of being children of God. And we know as the result of their failure, many of them died in the wilderness. And they were not even able to enter into the promised
land.
They were unable to act like the sons of God to inherit all the fullness of the promise of God.
所以为着神的心意, 我们要来学习在神的家中来做儿子。
So if we care for the will of God, then we should also learn to become and to mature into sons and daughters of God.
那么在神的家中, 他的儿子是什么样子的呢?
So what is the likeness of the Son of God in the house?
神的儿女跟神的儿子有什么不同的地方呢?
What's the difference between the Son of God versus all the other children of God?
下面我们就要从旧约当中的一个人物来看作为神儿子的几个特点。
And we want to see from the example of a character in the Old Testament to learn some characteristics of the Son of God.
可以来帮助我们在这些点上能够来一同学习，能够来一同长进，为的是我们能够在神的家中来做儿子。
Perhaps this person can help us to learn and to grow together into the maturity of the Son of God.
这个人物就是约瑟。
And this person I want to talk about today is Joseph.
圣经说约瑟是与弟兄迥别的人。
And here the Bible describes him as one set apart from his brothers.
迥别就是与他其他的弟兄不一样。
That he's distinguished from his brothers.
他是从他其他的弟兄分别出来的。
That he was set apart, he was different.
所以我们看到在创世纪从37章一直到最后第50章 都超过创世纪四分之一的篇幅 都是来讲到约瑟的故事。
So we see over a quarter of the book of Genesis from chapter 37 all the way to the end was the story of Joseph.
就是来讲到神眼中他的儿子应有的样子。
And it tells us, it describes to us what the Son of God should look like in the eyes of the Lord.
下面我们就选约瑟在神的家中做儿子的几个特点我们来看。
So we want to select a few characteristics of Joseph and to see how did he become the son of God.
我们可以在这几点上一起来学习怎么样子在神的家中做儿子。
That we can all learn how to be sons and daughters in the house of God.
第一个,做神的儿子是一个会做梦的人。
Firstly, being the son of God, he is a dreamer.
约瑟是一个做梦的人。
He is a dreamer, as we all know.
在圣经里说到梦的时候,就是说到异象。
And as he talks about dream, the Bible really means visions.
所以也可以说约瑟是一个有异象的人。
So we can also say Joseph is the one with vision.
所有要长大成为儿子的人是要有异象的，是一个会做梦的人。
All those who desire to be true, like mature sons, and we need to have a vision in the Lord.
我们可能都会说做梦。 也没什么难的，我一个晚上可以做很多的梦。
Perhaps you say it's not so hard to be a dreamer. Every night I dream many dreams.
但约瑟不仅仅是一个可以做梦的人，而是一个会做梦的人。
But Joseph was not only one who just randomly dreams, but he's the one who knows his dreams.
什么是一个会做梦的人呢？
What does it mean that he's a dreamer?
因为在神的眼中，一个会做梦的人就是一个做神的梦的人。
In the eyes of the Lord, the one who knows how to dream is one who can dream the dream of God.
他是一个会做神的梦的人。That
he can dream according to the will of God.
约瑟的一个梦说到，他在田里田间有很多的禾稼，他说我的捆起来站着呢，你们的捆呢围着我的捆呢就下绊。One
of the dream he said, my sheep were standing up, and all of your sheep were bowing down to me.
他另一个梦说到，太阳、月亮与十一个星向我下拜。And
then he says, "Lo, I had still another dream. Behold, the sun and the moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me."
这两个梦说到，约瑟后来他会坐在宝座上面，众人都要来向他来下拜。And
these two dreams predict the future that he will be sitting high up in the position of authority that all men will bow down to him.
这其实是一个关乎得荣耀的梦。
And this is a matter of gaining glory, receiving glory.
讲到约瑟有一天要给以色列全家带来荣耀。
That it talks about Joseph had this vision that one day he will bring glory to the household of Israel.
当人看到约瑟的时候，他就看到了这个荣耀。
And when people can see Joseph, then they can see this glory.
这就是荣耀的梦。
And this is a dream about glory.
每一个做神儿子的人都会要来做这个荣耀的梦。
And every son and daughters of God should have this dream about glory.
荣耀就是主耶稣自己。
This glory is none other than our Lord Jesus Himself.
所以我们的梦就是有一天我们能有主荣耀的样子。
That our dream, our vision is that one day we will take on the full likeness of our Lord Jesus.
我们的梦就是当有一天当人看见我们的时候，就看见荣耀的主。
And our dream is that one day when people see us, then they can see our Lord in glory.
这就是我们每一个要成为神儿子的人要有的梦想。
And this should be the dream of every brother and sister, every child of God.
我们要有这样一个荣耀的盼望，等到有一天我能够来被磨成神，主荣耀的样子。
We all should have this glorious hope that one day we'll be molded into the glorious likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们有没有这个梦？
Do we have that dream?
我们敢不敢做这个梦？
Do we dare to dream that dream?
当别人都在嘲笑我们这个梦的时候，我们是不是还在坚守这个梦？
Even everyone is ridiculing because of that dream. Do you hold on to that dream?
当约瑟的弟兄们都因他的梦而恨他的时候，约瑟的心中仍然保存着这个梦。
Even when all his brothers, were hating him because of that dream, the dream still remained in Joseph's heart.
我们求主来开启我们，让我们是一个会做梦的人。
So may the Lord give us this revelation that we can be also be dreamers.
是一个与神同梦的人。
That we can dream the dream of God.
我们也求主来扶持我们，让这个梦在我们的心中一直存着。
May the Lord also help us and uphold us so that we can keep this dream in our heart.
可能今天我们周围很多的人，甚至包括我们自己，都觉得这个梦好像是无法实现的。
Perhaps many of us, even including myself, feel like this dream is too far out of reach.
但我们要相信这个梦有一天终究会变成现实。
But we need to believe and know that this dream will become reality.
这个实现不是因为其他任何的原因。
And the realization of the dream is not because of anything else.
因为这个荣耀的梦是神的梦。
But because this dream is the thought and the will of God.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
It is impossible with men, but with God, all things are possible.
我们每一个在神家中要做儿子的人，都应该有这个梦。
So for every son and daughter of the Lord in his house, we should all have this dream.
都不要忘记我们有这个梦。
We should not forget that this is our hope.
也要为着实现这个梦而活。
That we can live in such a reality.
让我们心中一直有这个荣耀的盼望。
That we can keep this glorious hope in our heart.
盼望有一天我们在基督里能够来长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
That our hope is that one day we can all grow into full maturity, into the fullness of Christ.
能够在神的家中做儿子。
That we can be sons and daughters in the house of God.
第二个。
Secondly,
做神的儿子是一个受父差遣的人。
To be a son of God in the house of God, it should be one who can be sent by the Father.
约瑟做了这两个梦之后，圣经接着就记载到他的父亲就对约瑟来说。
After Joseph had these two dreams, it was recorded that his father told him.
他说：“你哥哥们不是在世间放羊吗？你来，我要打发你往他们那里去。”
Israel said to Joseph, "Are not your brothers pasturing the flock in Shechem? Come, I will send you to them."
约瑟说我在这里，以色列说你去看看你哥哥们平安不平安，群羊平安不平安，就回来报信给我。
And Joseph said, I will go. Then Israel said, go now and see about the welfare of your brothers and the welfare of the flock and bring back word to me.
于是就打发约瑟出去，约瑟呢就往示剑去了。
So he sent him from the valley of Hebron and he came to Shechem.
在这里再让我们看到一个神做事的一个原则。
Here we can see a principle of the work of God.
当我们有一个意象的时候
，When we receive a vision,
不会什么事都不发生的。
We will not just sit there idly by.
神一定会对我们有一个差遣，一定会对我们有一个呼召。
The Lord will have a calling for us and the sending.
当神让摩西看见荆棘火焰的异象的时候,
when the Lord gave the vision to Moses with that burning bush,
神就呼召他去带领以色列人百姓出埃及,
the Lord called Moses and commissioned him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
当以赛亚看见神坐在高高的宝座上的异象之后,
when Isaiah had the vision of the Lord sitting high on the throne, lofty upon the throne,
神就差遣他去对以色列百姓说预言,
the Lord sent him to speak prophecies to the Israelites.
当保罗还是扫罗的时候, 他在去大马士革路上的时候, 看见荣耀主的异象的时候,
when Paul was yet Saul on his way to Damascus, he saw the vision of the glorious God. The Lord called him to be a vessel chosen by him.
同样, 神让约瑟在梦中看见那荣耀的异象之后, 就来差遣他。
In the same way, Joseph saw a vision, a glorious vision in his dream. The Lord commissioned him.
那时候他的父亲要约瑟去试见看看他哥哥们平安不平安。
His father sent him to Shechem to check up on his brothers to see their welfare.
我们知道一些背景的时候, 我们知道试见不是一个平安的地方。
If you know this, a little bit of background or historic background, you know this place Shechem is not a place of peace.
所以这也是神对他儿子们的一个呼召。
And this is also a calling that God has for his children.
神也叫他在神家中, 神的儿子们去看看神其他的儿女平安不平安。
He calls up on the sons and daughters of God to check up on your brothers, to check up on your sisters.
因为我们生活的这个地方充满着不平安,充满着危险。
Because the place that we're living in is full of unrest, is full of danger.
我们有没有神儿子的心?
Do we have the heart of the Son of God?
愿意受差遣去关心我们的弟兄姐妹?
Are we willing to be sent out to care for our brothers and sisters?
关心他们平安不平安?
To check up on their welfare.
我们在这件事情上面是不是忠心于神的差遣神的托付?
Can we be faithful on this commission? Will we answer God's calling?
当约瑟到了事件却发现他的哥哥们已经离开了。
When Joseph arrived at Shechem, he realized his brothers has already left.
约瑟其实就这样他可以回去告诉他爸爸,可以完全交差了。
He could simply just return back to his father and gave him an answer.
但他没有。
Yet he did not.
而是他去追赶他的哥哥们直到找到了他们。
Yet he went out to seek after his brothers until he found them.
因为约瑟是一个忠心于他父亲给他托付的人。
Because Joseph is always one who is faithful to his commissions.
因为他有一个神儿子的心。
Because he has a heart as a son of God.
我们知道我们所受的是儿子的心,不是奴仆的心。
The Bible tells us we have received the spirit of a son, not the spirit of slaves.
但我们往往是神的儿子,却有着奴仆的心。
Yet so often we are being sons and daughters, yet we are taking up, we're adopting a heart of a bond servant.
这样我们只是来完成神所吩咐我们做的,仅此而已。
Or we take up the spirit of a hired hand. We only just do what the Lord has told us to do and nothing more.
但当我们有神儿子的心来做奴仆的时候,我们就会忠心于他的托付。
But if you have the heart of a son and you are willing to humble yourself to be a bond servant, then you will be faithful to the end.
我们有神儿子的心的时候,就会以神的事为念。
If you have the heart of the Son of God, that you will be mindful of the work of God.
就会以神的事为我们的事。
That the will of God will become your desire.
就像我们的主如何忠心于神的一个托付。
Just as how our Lord Jesus was faithful to the commission of God.
他来到地上竭力寻找来拯救我们这些失丧的人。
He came to the earth to seek and to save those who are lost.
因为我们的主知道父神爱他。
Because our Lord Jesus knows that the Father loves the world.
他也爱他的父神。
That he also loves the Father.
只有当我们知道我们是神所蒙爱的人的时候,我们才会来爱我们的神。
Only when we know that we are beloved of the Lord, then we will also know to love one another.
因为这个爱,我们才能忠心于神给我们的这个托付。
And because of this love, then we can be faithful to God's commission.
就像约瑟,他知道他父亲爱他,给他做了一件彩衣。
Just as Joseph knew that his father loves him, that his father has given him this colorful robe.
我们是否也知道神也是如此的 爱我们。
Do we also know that our Father loves us?
他也给我们每人做了一件彩衣。
That He has also robed us with this glorious robe.
当我们看到我们身上所穿的彩衣的时候，我们就知道神是何等的爱我们。
If we can see this robe that our Father has placed on us, then we will know that we are also favored of Him.
因为这个爱，我们就可以忠心于神给我们的托付。
And because of the love of the Father, then we can be faithful to His calling.
能够来忠心于他给我们的差遣。
That we can be faithful to His commission.
那么什么叫做受差遣？
What does it mean to be sent?
当我们更多思想约瑟受差遣去看他哥哥们平安不平安这件事的时候，我们就看到一点。
If you think further on the story of how Joseph was sent to check up on his brothers, then we can see this matter.
因为他一看就是十多年。
Because this one sending cost him many decades of his life.
是十多年艰苦磨难的日子。
And it was the beginning of his many decades of tribulation and hardship.
我们是否看见神受神的差遣就是出去进入征战？
Do we see being sent by the Lord is to be sent out into warfare?
我们如果不愿意受差遣或者是不听差遣的时候，我们的日子可能是平平安安。
If we have not been sent or if we're not willing to answer the calling of this, of being sent, perhaps your life can be very good and cushy.
就像约瑟他可以仍旧住在希伯伦。
Just like Joseph, he can still remain in Hebron.
而当我们愿意受神差遣出去的时候，我们就知道我们是出去进入征战。
But when he was willing to be sent out and he answered that calling, he was sent out into war.
很奇妙，约瑟的这个经历后来也同样发生在大卫的身上。
And marvelously, the same experience that Joseph had also happened to David.
当撒母耳告了大卫后不久，大卫的父亲就叫大卫去军营中看看他哥哥们到底他们的光景如何。
Soon after Samuel anointed David, David's father sent David out to check up on his brothers, in the military camp.
大卫就照着他父亲的话去了。
And David answered the calling and obeyed his father and went.
下面的故事我们都非常的熟悉。
And you will know what happened next.
大卫就来与哥利亚征战，并且得胜。
He happened to be there and to fight Goliath, and he gained the victory.
同样，我们的主受浸之后，
just the same way as our Lord Jesus Christ, after he was baptized,
圣灵就引领我们的主耶稣去与撒旦征战，并且得胜。
The Holy Spirit led him out to the wilderness to have warfare against Satan and gain the victory.
他胜过了撒旦的试探。
He overcame all the temptation of Satan.
主耶稣也顺服了我们的父神的差遣，为我们上了十字架。
And our Lord Jesus.Ultimately answered the calling of the Father and went up to the cross.
这就是做神儿子的心。
And this is having the heart being the Son of God.
不仅要有从神而来的意象，
Not only having a vision from the Lord,
而且也要受神的差遣出去征战，
but also answering the calling of the Lord to go out into warfare.
一个不受神差遣不愿意出去征战的人是无法能够成为神的儿子。
One who is unwilling to answer the call and unwilling to be sent out into battle, then you cannot. That's a person who cannot be the son of God.
因为只有经过属灵的征战，我们才能够来显出我们是神的儿子。
Because only through these spiritual battles, then we can manifest the fact that we are children of God.
我们天然的人的本性其实都是喜欢安逸的。
Our the desire of our natural man all likes to have peace.
原谅我讲一个我自己的例子。
And forgive me for using myself as an example.
每次弟兄要安排我来主日分享的时候，我都是非常的犹豫。
And every time I'm scheduled to speak or share on Sundays, I always hesitate a lot.
因为稍微认识我的人呢，都会同意我是一个不太讲话的人。
If you know me well, then you know that I am a person with very few words.
也是一个不太会讲话的。
And also, I don't know how to speak very well.
所以对我来说，每次准备分享都是一段艰苦的日子。
So to me, every time I have to prepare for a message, it's a very difficult time.
我姊妹会非常同意这一点。
And my wife would testify to that.
对我来说，这个经历好像是一次死而复活的经历。
And every time it feels like it's a dying and resurrecting this experience.
复活是一刹那的。
resurrection is only a moment.
但是要花很久的时间。
But dying is a long time coming.
但每次都是主自己来鼓励我。
But every time the Lord Himself encourages me.
让我一次一次看到主为了我，他已经付上了何等的代价。
So he allows me to see what great price He had paid for me.
因着这个激励。我今天还能站在这里跟大家分享。
And because of his encouragement, then I can still be here, standing here, sharing with you.
我们感谢我们的主。
I truly thank my Lord.
约瑟受差遣，他就进入了这个征战。
So we see Joseph, answering that call, and he was sent into battle.
当他面对被卖为奴的征战的时候。他借着得胜，他就显出了他是神的儿子。
And he, as he was entered into this battle, being sold as slaves, and he overcame all the trials, and he revealed that he is the Son of God.
当他面对祖母诱惑的征战的时候，他借着得胜就显出了他是神的儿子。
And when he faced the battle of temptation, and he also overcame and revealed that he is the Son of God.
当他面对受冤被下在监牢的征战的时候，他依旧得胜，显出了他是神的儿子。
And even when he's wrongly imprisoned, and he still overcame and revealed that he is the Son of God.
同样，当他坐在埃及宰相高位的时候，他仍旧得胜，显出他是神的儿子。
And even at the end, when he was glorified as second in command in Egypt, he still overcame.
约瑟为什么能够在这一切的环境的当中，无论高处，无论低处，无论是处丰富的，或者在卑贱的当中，他都能够来得胜呢
？How was Joseph able to overcome, whether in his highs or in his lows, in his glory or in his abasement, in his imprisonment? How can he overcome all the time?
他得胜的秘诀就是遵行神的差遣。
The secret of his victory is that he was willing to be sent out by the Lord.
约瑟在最后对他的弟兄们说到一句话。
At the end, when he spoke to his brothers, he said this.
是神差我的，差我的不是你们，乃是神。
And he said, it was not you who sent me, but it was God.
约瑟经历这所有的一切是神差遣的。
And he understood everything that happened to him, it was because the Lord sent him.
如果是神差遣的，我们就能得胜。
If the Lord sent you, then you will have the victory.
因为是神的差遣，是神让我们能够来进入到这个征战。
And if you were sent out by the Lord, then he is the one who leads you into battle.
神就一定会与我们同在。
Then his presence will also be with you.
当约瑟在波提乏家中为奴的时候，
When he was a servant in the household of Potiphar,
约和华与他同在。
The Lord was with him.
当约瑟被下在监里的时候，圣经说耶和华与他同在。
When he was imprisoned, the Bible says the Lord was with him.
神若与我们同在，神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
If the Lord is with you, if the Lord is for you, then who can be against you?
约瑟虽然离开了他地上的父亲雅各。但神与他同在。
Even though he left his earthly father Jacob, yet the Lord was with him.
这就是约瑟被差遣进入征战并且得胜的秘诀。
And that was his secret, how he can be sent into battle and come out victorious.
在神的家中做儿子，不仅要是一个会做梦的人，一个有从神而来意象的人。
So to be a son of God in his household, not only you have to be a dreamer and having that vision.
而且也要是一个能受神差遣的人。
But you also need to be willing to be sent out by the Lord.
罗马书八章当中说到，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
Romans chapter 8 says, as many as those who are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the sons of God.
愿意我们都能够来学习受圣灵的引导，能够来听从圣灵的引导。
May we all be willing to be led by the Holy Spirit to answer the calling of the Spirit.
是一个愿意受神差遣的人。
That we can be those who are willing to be sent out and commissioned by the Lord.
我们就能不断地长进，在神的家中做儿子。
So that we can continue to grow to become sons and daughters of God.
第三。
Thirdly,
在神的家中做儿子的人是使人和睦的人。
Those who are sons and daughters of God in his household is one that can bring peace.
我们已经看到约瑟的这个经历。
We already see Joseph's life story.
他已经不仅能够看见这个荣耀的意象，他也走在这一条进荣耀当中去的路。
Not only he have seen the vision of glory, but he was also willing to walk on this path towards glory.
所以我们来读约瑟故事的时候，
So when you read his story,
我们就觉得约瑟的故事应该结束在他在埃及做宰相，坐在埃及宰相高位的时候就应该结束了。
We felt his story should have a happy ending and it should just end when he was elevated to the second in command in Egypt.
因为他已经实现了这个荣耀的梦想。
Because he had already fulfilled his dream of being lifted up.
如果这个约瑟的故事结束在这里已经相当的完美。
And if that story ended there, it would already be a very good story.
但神在约瑟身上的工作还远远没有结束。
Yet the work of the Lord did not finish there.
所以我们看到创世纪没有结束在41章。
So we see Genesis did not end in chapter 41.
因为在神的家中还有其他神的儿女。
Because there are still yet more sons in the household of his father.
神所要的是在神的家中的儿女都能来做神的儿子。
God's desire is so that every child of God can be sons and daughters in his house.
神的心意是要得着他的家。
His desire is to gain the full family.
在神的家中要有许多的儿子。
That he wants many sons in his house.
所以为着这个缘故，在神家中做儿子的人，要是一个使人和睦的人。
So for that purpose, one who can be a son of God in his family is one who can bring peace.
为了让神家当中其他的儿女也能够来长成神儿子的样子。
So that all the other children of God can also grow into maturity.
主耶稣在山上的教训说道：“使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。”The
Lord Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God."
使人和睦不是说你好我好，大家都客客气气。And
being a peacemaker is not only saying just be very courteous with everyone.
使人和睦不是说在我们当中一片和谐的气氛。Being
peacemaker is not just saying that we are living harmoniously with everyone.
其实主在后面更多的讲到了一点什么叫做使人和睦。But
the Lord continues to explain what it means to be peacemaker.
主在那里告诉他的门徒们说道。The
Lord says there, telling his disciples,
要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子。
To love your, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may prove yourself to be sons of your Father who is in heaven.
当我们能爱我们的仇敌，为那些逼迫我们祷告的时候，我们就是使人和睦的人。
When we're able to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us, then we can be peacemakers.
这是神的儿子在神家中所当行的。
And this is what the Lord, the sons of God, should do in His house.
所以我们看到约瑟在和逼迫他的哥哥们相认和好的过程的当中，他就显出了他是在神家当中做儿子的人。So
we see the story of Jacob when Joseph, when he was able to reconcile with his brothers who persecuted him, then he revealed that he is truly the son of God.
在这件事情上面显出他是一个使人和睦的人。And
in this matter, it revealed that he is a peacemaker.
那么约瑟他是怎么来做这个和好的工作的呢？
So how was he able to reconcile himself to his brothers?
约瑟怎么样子是做一件使人和睦的事呢？
Oh, what did he do to become peacemakers?
首先我们看到约瑟是一个有粮的人。
First of all, you see Joseph is one who has all the food.
当时全地都有饥荒，众民都要到约瑟那里去。
During that time, the whole land was under famine, and everyone went to Egypt to buy food.
圣经说，因为约瑟那里有粮。
Because Joseph had the grain and the food.
粮食就是生命，只有粮食人才能够让人得饱足。
And food is life. Only those who have food can bring satisfaction and life to people.
而只有有生命的人才能胜过死亡。
And only those who have life can overcome death.
所以约瑟的弟兄们遭遇饥荒，落在死亡的光景当中的时候，他们可以到约瑟那里去，因为在约瑟那里有粮。So
we see all the 11 brothers were under famine, they were facing death, but they can come before Joseph because Joseph has food.
一个在神家当中做儿子的人，要是一个有粮的人，一个有生命供应的人。
to be a son and daughter in the house of God, you should be those with food, and you can supply you can bring supply of life to people.
只有有这样的生命, 我们才能够来爱我们的仇敌。
Only when we have such a life, then we can love our enemies.
We
can pray for those who persecute us.
And
we can bear the burdens of other brothers and sisters in the
house of God.
Then we will sorrow and tear for the condition of the house of God. Then you will be a peacemaker. Because only the life of our Lord Jesus can do the work as a peacemaker. And Joseph is also one who brings men before God. One who can be a peacemaker is one who can first bring people before God to reconcile sinners before God.
当我们来读约瑟和他哥哥们相认的故事的时候,
when you see the story of how Joseph met up with his brothers,
我们就觉得太长, 总共有三章的内容。
Sometimes we feel that this story dragged on too long. It took three chapters.
有42章, 43章, 44章。
It was chapter 42,
43, 44.
Even until the end of chapter 45, at the end, Joseph revealed himself to his brothers.
一个在神家中做儿子的人是要花很多的代价, 很多的功夫, 来把神的儿女带到神的面前。
To be sons and daughters in the house of God, sometimes it takes a long time and a lot of effort to bring people before God the Father.
其实从我们每一个人的经历的当中，我们都可以来看到，我们的主是花了何等大的功夫，一个一个的把我们带到神的面前来。Even
from all of our own stories and our own experience, you see how much effort and time our Lord Jesus spent to bring us each one individually before Himself.
愿我们在神家中服事的时候不要灰心。
So as we serve and minister in the house of God, do not be discouraged.
能够依赖主的大能来做刚强的人。
But that we may rely on the power of the Lord and be those who are strong and courageous.
来尽心竭力地把神的儿女带到神的面前来。
To be faithful before Him and bring the children of God before the Father.
只有神的儿女能不断地被带到神的面前。
Only when we can bring the children of God before God's presence,
才能被神能够来改变。
Then they can be changed and transformed.
才能不断地长大, 更多的有神儿子的样子。
Then they can continue to grow and mature into the likeness of his son.
所以约瑟借着相当复杂的安排, 啊, 他只有一个目的。
So Joseph went through a very complicated arrangement, but he only had one purpose.
就是让他的弟兄们来到神的面前来悔改。
He wanted his brothers to return before the face of God and to repent.
先来与神和好。
That they will be first reconciled to God the Father.
所以我们最后看到犹大说到一句话。
So we saw at the end of the story, Judah said on behalf of all the brothers,
神已经查出仆人的罪孽了。
And he said, God has found out the iniquities of your servants.
因为只有一个真正在神面前悔改，一个先与神和好的人，才能开始在神的家中做儿子。
Because only when someone can return before the Lord and be reconciled to the Father, then he can be restored to become children of God.
所以当犹大说了这句话之后,
So after Judah said this,
我们马上看到, 他就显出了在神家中做儿子的样子。
And we saw immediately he started to display the characteristic of a son of God.
他就能顾念到其他的弟兄们。
He started caring for other brothers.
他就能体贴到他的父亲。
He started caring for his father.
犹大就愿意来替便雅悯做奴仆。
And he was even willing to give himself up for Benjamin.
犹大就能说恐怕我看见灾祸临到我父亲身上。
And he even said at the end, I fear for my father, I do not want to see evil that will overtake him.
这就是神借着约瑟在犹大身上的这样一个工作。
And so this is the work of God through Joseph in the life of Judah.
约瑟在神的家中做儿子，在神家当中的一个工作就是来挽回他的弟兄犹大。
one of the great work that Joseph did as a son of God in his house is that he was able to restore his brother, even Judah himself.
以前我读犹大的那个约瑟的故事的时候不太明白，因为神在当中突然加了第38章。
Before, when I was reading the whole story of Joseph, I did not quite understand why did the Lord insert the story of Judah in chapter 38.
因为38章完全就是讲到犹大跟他玛的故事，跟约瑟一点关系都没有。
Because the whole chapter 38, which is talking about Judah and Tamar, and had nothing to do with Joseph.
后来慢慢的就有一点点的明白。
And later on, I had a little understanding.
犹大可以来代表雅各其他的儿子，他们都是落在不义当中。
And Judah can be a representation to all the sons of Jacob, that they have all fallen into iniquity.
以犹大代表的人的儿子，没有一个是配成为儿子的。
And as Judah as a representation, none of us is worthy to be called sons.
但最后我们看到神借着约瑟。 在犹大身上和他其他的弟兄们身上来做这个奇妙改变的工作。
But how amazing when we saw through Joseph the Lord was able to do a transformation work, a restoration work in his brothers.
叫那不义的人能够来认罪悔改在神的面前。
That even those who are in iniquities can return before the Lord and repent.
能够重新与神和好，最终成为神儿子的样子。
And to be reconciled to the Father, and eventually they can be molded also into the likeness of His Son.
这就是约瑟使人和睦工作的一个目的。
And so this is the purpose of Joseph.
只有到这里，圣经说到约瑟情不自禁。 他就放声大哭。
And here it was recorded, Joseph could not hold his emotions anymore, and he wailed and cried.
约瑟就和他的弟兄们相认。
And he revealed himself to his brothers.
约瑟在神的家中做儿子。
And he established himself as a son of God in the household of God.
他成为一个使人和睦的人。
He became a peacemaker.
他在神的家中能把其他神的儿女带到神的面前来。
He was able to bring other brothers and sisters before the Father.
能被神来改变来制作。
That they can be restored and to be molded and transformed by Him.
让在神家中做儿子的人不断的增添。
So the numbers of the sons and daughters of God can increase in the household.
这就是约瑟。
And this is Joseph.
这就像约瑟这个人的名字。
Just like for his namesake.
约瑟名字的意思就是愿耶和华再增添我一个儿子。
The meaning of his name Joseph was when Rachel said, "May the Lord add to me another son."
愿我们也能像约瑟一样，是一个在神的家中做儿子的人。
May we also be sons and daughters just like Joseph in the household of God.
是一个使人和睦的人。
That we can be peacemakers.
能使神家中做儿子人不断的增添。
That we can bring more sons and daughters. We can add to the numbers of sons and daughters in the house of God.
我们感谢神，他预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
And we thank the Lord Jesus that He had predestined us in the adoption of the sons.
他不仅生我们，让我们能够来成为神家里的人。
Not only He born us again into the house of God,
他更要把我们放在儿子的地位上。
But also he wants to place us at the position of being a son.
神不满足我们只在神的家中做小孩子。
That he doesn't only want us to be infants in the house of God.
他要我们在神的家中能够来做神的儿子。
He wants us to be sons and daughters in his house.
让神的家能够来成为他的居所，得安息的地方。
That the house of God can become a dwelling place, a resting place for God.
我们为着神这个美，向着我们这个美好的旨意，我们要来学习在神家中做儿子。
And for such a good pleasure of His will, that we can also learn to be sons and daughters.
能在神的家中能够来不断的能够来长大。
That we can continue to grow and mature in His house.
愿我们能够像约瑟一样，是一个会做梦的人，是一个有异象的人。
May we be like Joseph, to be those who can dream, who have visions.
我们的心中一直有这个得荣耀的盼望。
That we keep in our heart the hope of glory.
愿我们像约瑟一样，为着这个荣耀的意象，能够受圣灵的引领。
That may we also be like Joseph, for such a vision that we will be willing to be led by the Holy Spirit.
成为一个乐意被神差遣的人。
That we will be willing to be sent out by the Lord.
能忠心于神的呼召。
And to be faithful to His calling.
能够刚强壮胆的出去征战。
To be strong and courageous into battle.
能够经历得胜，显出神儿子的样子。
To experience victory and to reveal, the Son of God.
愿我们像约瑟一样，在神家中是一个有粮的人。
May we be like Joseph to have food and supply of life in the house of God.
在神的家中是一个使人和睦的人。
To be a peacemaker in the house of God.
是一个能把人竭力带到神面前的人。
To use all effort to bring people before the Father.
能让神家中做儿子的人不断地增添。
So the numbers of the sons and daughters of God can be added to.
愿神在约瑟身上的工作今天也同样成就在我们每一个神的儿女的身上。
May the work of the Lord in Joseph's life can also be accomplished in our lives.
我们都愿意被神改变，能长大成人，能在神的家中做儿子。
That we will be willing to be changed and transformed by the Lord, that we can grow and mature in His house.
约瑟后来对他弟兄们说过一句话。
Joseph said one thing at the end to his brothers.
神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
He said, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result to preserve many people alive."
这光景，这今日的光景，就是他的弟兄们也能成为神的儿子。
This present result he talks about is so that his brothers can also become sons of God.
这今日的光景就是神的儿子在神的家中能和睦同居。
That this present result is so that the brothers can dwell in unity in the house of God.
这今日的光景就是叫神的家被建立起来，能够来成为他安息的居所。
So that the house of God can be built up to become a dwelling place for his presence.
为了成就这今日的光景，愿我们都能够来起来，在神的家中做儿子。
As we look forward to that present result, may we also be willing to rise up and to take up our rightful place as sons and daughters of God.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayers.
主，我们感谢你这个惊人的大爱。
Lord, we thank you for such amazing love.
你在基督里拣选了我们。
That you have elected us, predestined us in Christ Jesus.
你不但救我们，赐我们的生命。
Not only you saved us and gave us life.
你还要救我们到你的荣耀中去。
But you also will lead us into glory.
你不但使我们得着儿子的生命，成为神的儿女，成为神的儿女，成家中的人。
Not only you have given us the life of your Son, that we can be sons and daughters in the house of God.
你还要叫我们得儿子的名分，把我们磨成神儿子的样子。
That you want us to also have the inheritance and the rightful place of sonship.
使我们能够与基督一同得荣耀。
So that we can receive glory with Christ.
我们求你用这个荣耀的盼望来激励你所有神的儿女。
We pray that you will give us this glorious hope that we can encourage one another.
来成就这今日的光景。
So that you can accomplish this present condition.
让我们都能起来在神的家中做儿子。
That we can all rise up to be sons and daughters.
叫神的家被建立起来，成为你安息的居所。
So your household can be built up to become a resting place for you.
让你这荣耀的旨意在我们的中间能够来得以完全。
May your glorious purpose be accomplished in our midst.
我们感谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We thank you. In Jesus' name, Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.